Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman, the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is Akpoene Jude Kakpovia, senior consultant and an expert in leadership strategies, team building, team growth, and success, and personal development. And today, we'll be discussing his new book, Innovative Leadership. So welcome, Akpoene.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, Lizzie.
Well, I'm glad for you be here as well. So let's talk about your new book, Innovative Leadership. Why did you decide to write it, or what inspired you?
Well, that's a good question. Well, we decided to write this book to help others, including myself, to become the kind of person others are willing to follow. Well, the kind that not only get exceptional results, but that changes lives, making families, their communities, organizations, and the world a better place. So we finally decided recently to put this unique leadership and team building strategies into one box to inspire and motivate others and ourselves to achieve some team success and positive growth.
And what does the book actually offer? When somebody picks it up and opens it, what are they going to get?
Well, the book offers an opportunity to uncover our strengths, you know, with the highest principles and leadership strategies, team building, team success, team growth, and personal development. The book is actually designed to inspire action through purpose, values, visions, and develop emotional intelligence in people, you know, showing how to excel in the management process and help organizations improve their operating performance and financial results by helping them transform all their managers into leaders, their employees into partners, their work groups into teams, and their customers into advocates. So the book shares a unique purpose and thoughts on how to motivate, excite, and inspire people and organizations to be better leaders, you know, better followers, and successful team builders that embraces positive growth. So that's the key.
And what elements did you draw from to write the book?
Well, the elements that drove this book to reality are the kind and generous people who wrote the most interesting letters, endorsements, and recommendations, saying how much our leadership strategies have changed their lives and their organizations for the better. You know, they attracted referrals to their business, repeat business, and customer retention while building strong and positive relationships with their key stakeholders in various lines of their business.
And why do you think this book will appeal to readers?
Well, that's a very good question. Now, we believe it will appeal to readers and help transform the culture of most organizations by transforming their managers into their leaders and employees into partners. You know, because it's very important they understand the difference between being a leader and being managers. You know, work groups into teams and customers into advocates. So this is our goal here. We're set out to make a difference. It's never about the role, but always about the goal. So when people fail to lead, it is not because they do not know what to do. It's basically because they fail to do what they know. You know, so leadership is in some sophisticated techniques for getting people to do what you want them to do. Leadership is getting people to want to do what you want them to do because they share your purpose, vision, and values.
And throughout the writing process, because I know it took a while, what did you learn?
Oh, yeah, it took a while. It's been fun coming. But you're right, it's been a while coming out. But we all know leadership is always ongoing, you know, constantly growing and learning. Our strategy for our team is foundational to all that we've done in the past, and putting this book together. So what we laid out, our mental blueprint to the team to understand where we're going with this book. So what we did was we kind of executed the whole strategy and continually based everything on the people and our clients and friends And for us to grow together, that was very important. So we needed to focus on growing our people, you know, so we can, you know, earn their trust, you know, build some confidence in them and inspire actions in those people we lead. So this is what the book is all about. Because leaders never cross the finish line alone. Those who cross the finish line alone, you know, they run alone. So this is what we're doing.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Akpawene, for joining us today. I want to tell our listeners that his new book, Innovative Leadership, is available through Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Chapters, Indigo, Angus & Robertson, and Book World. And you can connect with Akpawene Jude Kakpobia on LinkedIn, as well as visit InnovativeLeadershipGroups.com. That's InnovativeLeadershipGroups.com. for more information and connection. Thanks again.
Thank you so much for having me, Stacey.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.